from San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Thursday, December 26, 2000. What year is it? 2019. And I am another year older. My birthday was on Tuesday. And here I am. I'm sitting on the side of a hill out behind my mountain house, looking at the mountains, the Trinity Alps, and it is so beautiful. I'm sitting here, I got a .22 rifle right next to me, walking around, seeing if I see any squirrels to shoot. I'd like to thank Michael Street for sending me the great cast iron humidifier for the wood stove. Also sent me some various seasonings and some barbecue sauce. I would like to thank Todd Cunningham for sending me the awesome firewood holder. I would like to thank the anonymous donor who did not put their name, but they sent me a instant water heater for my podcast studio, which was on my Amazon wish list. And also, again, thank you to Dave Franco for sending me the $50 cashish in the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 155, Douglas City, California. 96024. I think, I don't quote me on that zip code. I don't know. But thank you, Dave Franco. Also, thank you to everybody who sent me the Christmas cards. It was very nice. Christmas Eve, we went over to the girl across the street from our place. When I last talked to you, I was fishing on the Trinity River, and I didn't even get a bite. Didn't even get a fucking bite. So, Christmas Eve, my wife and I went over to Kelly, the girl across the street's house. She made some prime ribs. She had Dungeness crab. I brought over some macaroni and cheese. She had some mashed potatoes, some asparagus. She is a very good cook. We had a nice dinner over there. Her dad, who is a hunting and fishing legend out here, asked me to bring over what I use to fish. So I went back across the street and got my fishing stuff, and he told me that I'm doing it completely wrong. Of course I am. So he said I should be using something called a slinky weight, or slinky weights, and just be using some night crawlers, and I should be using a longer rod. So I changed up my setup, did exactly what he said. I got some slinky weights from the CVS, hung those on my 7 foot rod, kind of a sliding sinker setup, put a little leader on with a hook, and used some night crawlers, went and bought some night crawlers, went out today and fished in the Trinity River, did just what he said, didn't get a bite. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'm going to keep trying because it's very relaxing and it's a lot of fun. And so right now I'm sitting in the side of the mountain with a .22 rifle. I have a Czech, what's the brand of this thing? I don't know. It's a Czechoslovakian made .22 long rifle. CZ American from CZ USA. And it's a .22 caliber rifle with a scope on it. Hoping I see some squirrel. We saw a squirrel this morning when we were walking the dogs, but it was too far away and didn't really get it. It was on somebody's private property, so I didn't want to shoot it. Yesterday, saw some squirrel, or a squirrel. Didn't have my gun. Could have got a clean shot on it. So I figured I'd walk around the backwoods with the gun, just relax and do a little update. Dinner was great. There were good people. Yesterday was Christmas. Brian came up, my son, And my wife's son, he's my stepson, he got here about, I don't know, about 10:30. We went into town, got some stuff to cook for Christmas dinner. Actually, just got some salad. I had some steaks. Made a nice Christmas dinner. Exchanged gifts last night. Everybody liked what they got. My wife got a nice fur coat. I got some nice things, and Brian got some nice things, and Christmas was great. Anything else to update? I'm here until January 1st, and then I'm driving back, and I have Butler's practice on the 2nd and 3rd, and I have work. I have to go back to work. Got a gig on January 4th in Santa Rosa at the University of Rock, or Rockstar University, House of Rock, something like that. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a big venue in San Jose, in Santa Rosa. Butlers are playing, Featherwitch is playing, Vane is playing, a bunch of other people. Should be fun. It's a cancer benefit for somebody who has cancer and doesn't have insurance and needs the money. And with my good friend Joe Klein fighting cancer, I'm always up for any kind of benefit for cancer. All right, I think that's about it for this update. I'm going to sit here in the woods for a little while longer and then walk back down and finish making rabbit stew. My brother-in-law is coming over. He's driving up now. He's there spending the night in Redding tonight. They're going on a ski trip, him and his girlfriend, my brother-in-law Kevin, and his girlfriend Sherika. I think her name's Sherika. Don't quote me on that. I'm probably fucking wrong on her name. I'm terrible with names, ain't me forte. They're coming over. My wife brought a rabbit from the Asian market when she showed up on Christmas Eve, and I'm making rabbit stew. Never made it before. Don't know how it's going to turn out, but that's what I'm making. So they're going to come over and we'll have some rabbit stew and maybe a couple of beers and relax in front of the wood-burning stove. Chopped some wood this morning. Chainsawed some wood yesterday. I'm going to go check the trail cams now and play you a song before I get out of here. I spun the iTunes wheel and it came up on an American Heartbreak song from Postcards from Hell album. This song is called I Wish You Were, and in parentheses, D-E-A-D. I guess it's I Wish You Were Dead. But the chords of the chorus are D-E-A-D, hence the initials. This starts off with your friend Michael Butler on lead vocals and acoustic guitar. And then it goes into the rocking part. All right, thank you for listening, friends. I hope you had a great Christmas. And I hope you have a great day after Christmas, too. Boxing Day or whatever you celebrate the day after Christmas. Hope you didn't have to work today. And don't drink and drive. Well, okay, enough of my yapping. I'm just rambling at this point. Have a good time, friends. I will talk to you soon. Here is American Heartbreak. Thank you for the donations. Please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled, getting eaten by a bear while you're sitting in the woods doing a podcast about nothing. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, RockAndRoll Geek. Don't ask. Find this show at RockAndRollGeek.com. I'm shutting up now. Here's American Heartbreak. I'll talk to you soon, friends.
I've seen a lot. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.